Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Keith Greiner of the 43rd Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Greiner, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're getting in toward the start of school here, and we still don't have a state budget. It's something that's going to be of pretty serious concern, not only to schools, but to some social agencies pretty soon. What's going on with it? What's your view of this budget impasse that we're suffering as a result of the governor's desire to raise taxes?
Well, I think there's certainly a level of frustration, and I'm a member of the House Appropriations Committee, and certainly I wish I could provide some positive news, but things are really in a stagnation mode, and you're correct. We have children and students going back to college, and under the governor's proposal, I mean, local families are going to be paying hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars more in higher income taxes because of his tax plan that he's talking about, and increased sales taxes. And then in addition to those increased taxes, now he's saying you're going to get real estate tax relief. Well, that's fine. But you're going to be paying so much more in sales tax and income taxes, that's going to exceed that for a normal family, particularly here in Lancaster County. But then when you look at college, we're trying to make college more affordable for these young people. And then he wants students to pay a 6.6% sales tax on textbooks, meal plans, college fees. You know, you extrapolate that over 4 years, and a lot of students, unfortunately, have to go 4.5 or 5. I mean, we're approaching $2,000 of additional costs. And then to make matters even worse, you have young people trying to have part-time jobs, collecting a paycheck, and the income tax will be going from 3.07% to 3.7%. You know, I, for one, being a CPA and having grown up here in Lancaster County, I take these tax hikes seriously. I mean, I think we need to be really careful about what we do. I think job creation is important, and I think a stronger economy is what brings in more revenue, not trying to tax people to the point where it becomes frustrating for a family to survive. I'm continuing to hope that, you know, leadership, Appropriations Committee chairman, and others are going to be able to sit down and hammer out a good budget, and compromise is probably going to be necessary, but there's other items on the table, such as pension reform, that we definitely need structural change there that the governor vetoed. And the reality is most people don't think the government should be in the business of selling liquor. And I think we need to be looking at that issue, too. So it's been a complex process, and hopefully we can come up with a reconciliation at some point, because as you said at the beginning, you know, our schools are going to be affected, our public schools, and long-term our colleges, the children and students that go to college are going to be affected too.
Well, it's also the time of year when there's fairs and a lot of large gatherings all across the state, and I understand that there's one that's going on next week that should be of special interest to people in the agriculture industry that really focuses on agriculture sciences and new technology that farmers can use to increase productivity. What's going on here?
Well, I'll tell you what, for anybody who's interested in agriculture, and we have so much agriculture here in Lancaster County, we have Ag Progress Days, which are up in Center County, up near the State College area. That's coming up August the 18th through the 20th. And it is sponsored by Penn State University's College of Agriculture Sciences. Put it this way, if people haven't gone up there and they appreciate agriculture, it's a great event. And it attracts 45,000 people over those several days. And you have exhibitors. It's at least 500 exhibitors from 34 states and even Canada. And there's just so much it can do. There's farm machinery demonstrations. There's interactive family fun. There is no admission to get in, which is great. And parking is free, and truly, it's in rural central Pennsylvania, so it's really a neat couple of days. Like I said, Penn State does a great job by putting it on, and it's up in that area of the state, so I'm going to try to go. We'll see what happens. I've been there in the past, but I would encourage people to go up if they enjoy agriculture.
Representative Greiner, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Keith Greiner.